So, yeah, I watched a TV, I don't know if it's a TV series or some kind of Netflix series or something. I watched it on a bootleg channel. I don't know where it was from. It was from different channels, I think. I probably shouldn't have done that, but I did it anyway. But anyway, I watched the series. And what I was trying to do is look for any blind spots that I might have, you know, with myself, you know. But I also was trying to see different perspectives in regards to situations. I didn't really know what this series was going to be about, but most of your series end up being about a love story. I know that. They always end up being about some kind of love story. It might be a love story with people that you wouldn't expect to be, that fall in love or whatever. But there's always, during the love story, there's usually some kind of rift or some kind of breakup of some kind, and then there's some kind of reconciliation. But they might not get back together as in one kind of love, but they end up, might get back together as a friendship love. But the whole thing is about people start to see life from the other person's perspective. And it might just be friendships that break apart, friendship love. You got storge, phileo, eros, and agape. It could, brotherly love, phileo means brotherly love, the friendship love. And there's always misunderstandings in any situation. And so what I saw in that series was what I already knew, but it's just a reminder, you know, that there's always going to be a misunderstanding of some kind. And there's also going to be situations where awkward situations, that you learn how to deal with awkward situations that shouldn't be awkward, but they are, you know. Because a person could be awkward, you know, they don't even know they're being awkward, and they just haven't learned that skill yet, you know. They've been kind of clouded and covered by some kind of bubble. So that awkwardness is there. Also there, what else did I see on there? What comes to my mind? People working as a team that you wouldn't expect that would work as a team. People show up on the scene who are team players that you wouldn't even expect to be a team player, you know, in an organization. And you also see most people, also what I saw as a big thing in that series, that the different races or different cultures or whatever, they had these different religious things. They had these different religions. And these different religions looked at the other religion as evil, you know. You're evil. But all the religions had their hypocrisy, and they all saw it in each other. They looked at each other. Then they also had the machine man in this series, or the series, the machine man, the robot. The robot even had to learn how to change its view. People had to change their view over years, you know. It took years for people to change their view, their worldview. And that's kind of what I do, is I try to break worldviews. I try to break my own worldview if it's wrong and tie it back to the truth. But people have to have their worldview broken. You know? If you can break somebody's worldview and bring it back to a biblical view, you got something going on. But it don't happen overnight. It has to be a slow process. And people have to realize, they have to realize that the trouble that they're facing they can't blame everybody else. It's not always everybody else who's the problem. They have to look at themselves eventually and say, hey, it's me. It's me, oh Lord. It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer, you know? You can't break somebody else's worldview unless you're willing to change your own worldview. Because you have to realize we all are in the process of growth and change. What else did I learn in that series? I learned in the series big time is that when you're going through something and you want to kind of see an overarching view about what's going on in your world, just pull up a good series. And this don't necessarily have to be a good series, but the script writers can only think, the script writers can only think according to the human experience, right? And so, even if they have other languages, like other nations or other cultures that come in and speak different languages, the TV series has to use the language you understand. The actors have to speak the language you speak. That's a big hint right there. That there's a universal language. And that universal language is really just simple. I could write it down on a piece of paper and I'd probably get about 20 things that I learned. But the biggest thing is people need to see the other person's perspective. They need to be growing. They need to not be stagnated. They need to put in their little part of their little share. Not everybody has the same responsibility. People need to be honest with each other, because if you're not, it causes more trouble. You might say, well, if I'm honest, it'll hurt their feelings. Well, you're better off hurting their feelings than not being honest, because it'll eventually hurt their feelings anyway. Some things you can let slide, probably, that'll work itself out over time, but... And it proved to me that your life will you'll go through something and it'll reset. The drama in your life has to reset until you learn the lesson. So once you learn your lesson, it resets to the next lesson. Once you move to the next level, the drama in your world has to reset. The different people show up on the scene. Different places, different people, different situations, different scenarios. That's why a scene, that's why it's called a scene, to see. So a scenario is to see yourself, to see inside. The different scenes is really to see yourself, see suns. The seasons of life are to see the sun, see and see Jesus working in you. Let me say it slowly. The seasons of life are the waves, are the seasons, the up and down seasons, so that you see the sun, Jesus working through you, changing you, transforming you. The seasons are so you see the sun changing you on the inside. That's why we have seasons. That's why we have scene scenarios. S-C-E-N-E. The scenes of your life, the scenario of your life, so that you change. A lot of people get stuck and stagnated, and they never can be introspective, and they never grow, and they just keep repeating the same thing over and over. The same cycle over and over. It's like, man. Bizarre. It's kind of sad.